When I was little, my favorite thing to do was make cookies with my mom. She would tie her flour-covered apron on me, wrapping the strings around my waist 3 times. I'd pull a chair to the counter so I could help as much as possible, and then wait as my mom measured ingredients for me to pour into the bowl. When we were done, I got the honor of licking the beaters as the warm smell of cookies and my mother's love spread through the house. Gradually, these early years baking melted into the rest of my life, and I was soon able to make cookies on my own. I could tell the flour from the powdered sugar, the sugar from the salt, and a tablespoon from a teaspoon. My mother no longer needed to measure the ingredients for me, but would be close at hand waiting to answer questions about the recipes. And when I was finished, I let her clean up the mess. But other than that, I was an independent cookie maker. Mastering the art of making cookies brought with it other accomplishments. I learned to drive a car and no longer needed my mom to take me places. I moved away to college to live on my own, hundreds of miles away from her. I even opened my own checking account. At first, I talked to my mom on the phone almost daily. I needed her help and advice in adapting to this new life. But as the years passed, my confidence in making decisions increased. I stayed out after midnight, didn't feel guilty sleeping through 8 o'clock classes, and even bought a plane ticket to visit a friend without consulting mom first. Slowly, much to my mother's dismay, our daily phone calls dwindled. Now, as an independent woman, I struggle to find time to call home more than twice a week. A few days ago, I went home to visit my mom. When I got there, we sat down in the rocking chair together. I nestled up to her just like I did as a child, and we flipped through the latest cookbook she'd purchased, marking recipes to make that week. One recipe we marked was cinnamon rolls, something my mother was an expert at making, and I had always been too scared to tackle on my own. Baking bread requires a careful process in order for it to come out right, a process I had yet to master. I'd been waiting to learn from my mom. When the day came for us to make the rolls, I was an eager student. "Is this water warm enough?" I asked after filling a measuring cup with what I thought to be warm water. I knew that if it was too hot, it would kill the yeast, and if it wasn't hot enough, then the yeast wouldn't grow. Mom knew the right temperature. I didn't. She stuck her finger into the liquid and assured me it was good. I dumped it into the mixture. We continued adding ingredients and talked about life. I told her about my classes and teaching and the boy I was dating. She gave me advice without telling me what I had to do. "More flour?" I asked a little later, looking at the sticky ball. Mom grabbed a cup of flour and poured half of it in. "That should be good," she said, and then spread the rest over the counter so we could roll out the dough. Hours later, when we pulled the rolls out of the oven, I stared at the golden brown tops in amazement. Mom's wisdom had not let us fail. Now I bake by myself all the time. I wear my own apron when I cook, though the ties only wrap around me once. Sometimes I make my mother's recipes, but often I use new ones that I've tested and proven to be delicious. And in the process of baking, as well as in my everyday life, I make sure to have my cell phone handy, just in case I need mom's wisdom. This is Becky Young.